ما شاء الله. ناو وات از انا؟ مبتدا وير از ذا خبر؟ بي خير. وات از بي خير؟ جار مجرور شبو جمله خبر. ار يو ويت مي؟ جار مجرور شبو جمله خبر. اند ذن واو از اتف. اند وات از الحمد؟ مبتدا وير از ذا خبر؟ لله جار مجرور شبو جمله خبر. سي اتس ايزي ناو. But at least you know exactly what you are saying. You are just not memorizing, but now you are saying exactly. You know, the words are part of you now. Okay, brother, most of the time you will also hear this way. Kaifa haluka ya akhi bikhair. What will he say? Bikhair. What did he say? Only he said the khabar. Mubtada? He ate it. Maybe he was too hungry. Or he was too much in rush. Actually, it is ana bi khair, but he say bi khair. So mubtada can be dropped. Mubtada in only in this particular case. Or you, if I ask you, masmuka ya akhi, he will say Muhammad. So Muhammad is khabar. What is the mubtada? Ismi. Ism was dropped. Ismi Muhammad, he just dropped it. But it is there. And Muhammad is only the khabar. Ready? Min aina anti? If I have to ask brother, min aina anta? From where you are? If I ask a sister, min aina anti? And what is the answer? Ana min Surya. What is Surya? Syria. Ana min Surya. You will say, ana min Canada. Okay? Fine. Masmuki. Masmuki. What is your name? Ismi Amina. What is Ismi? My name. Where is Mubtada? Ismu. Wa huwa muda. And ya mutakallim? Mudafilihi. And what is Aminatu? Khabar. MashaAllah. Aina abuki. See, abuki. Ki tells me you are bornness. Anti. Aina abuki. Where is your father? Abi. What is Abi? My father. More than that. Abu Mubtada wa huwa mudaf and ya mutakallim mudaf ilayhi. Break it. Abi is two words. Abu plus ya mutakallim. Father and my. Okay, my father. Father of mine. If you say of, then you say father of mine. Abi huna. What is huna? Zarf. It only came on its own. Zarfu makan. Fil Madinatil Munawwara. So Fil Madinatil Munawwara fi Arfchar Al Madinati Ism Majru and Naat. Munawwara is the Naat. Huwa, this is simple. What is Huwa? Mubtada. Where is the khabar? Mufattishun. What is the Mufattishun? Inspector. Mufattishun fil Madrasatil Madrasatis Thanaviyati. Fil madrasat thanaviyati. Fi harf jar ism majrur and then what is that? Naat. Thanaviyati is al madrasat thanaviyati is naat manut. Inshallah. Okay. But we got ji? Secondary. Secondary school. Okay. He's an inspector in the secondary school. Okay, brother? We will say fil madrasi only jar majrur. Nothing more. Wa aina ummuki? And where is your mother? You can translate inshallah. Hiya aidan huna. Full stop. She is also here. So what is here? Mubtada. Where is the khabar? Huna. Huna is your khabar. What will you call huna? Zarf. When you say zarf, what will you say? Shibu jumla khabar. If it comes as a khabar, shibu jumla khabar. Fine, brother. Hiya tabibatun. Okay. She is a doctor. Where is she the doctor? Fi mustashfal viladati. Fi mustashfal viladati. In the maternity hospital. Now, you know, fi is arfcha. We need isam majroor. Where is isam majroor? Mustashfa. But you see, it ends with a ya, so we don't see the vowel signs. Remember, fa. Fata is not on ya, it is before ya. There is no vowel sign on ya. This is a special noun. We will learn later on, inshallah. Okay? Then it is ism majrur. And at the same time, it is mudaf. And al-viladati is mudafilihi. Okay, fine, brother. Man hadihil fatatul lati ma'aka. Okay. Brother, we learned other day fatan. What did we learn? Fatan. Means young fellow. Okay, 15, 16, you know, young fellow. If you put al, then it will become al-fata. Tanween will go away. This is also a special noun. We are going to learn later on in book 3. And what is the muannas of this? Fatatu. What is it? Muannas of them is fatatun. What is it? Fatatun. Fa, ta, and then tun. And you put al, it will become al, fa, ta, tu. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So what is al-fatatu? Young lady. Al-fatatu is young lady. Fine, brothers and sisters. Man hadhil fatatu lati ma'aka. Because it's a question mark, we won't analyze. We will just translate. Who is this young lady who is with you? Who is this young lady who is with you? Ahiya ukhtuki? Is she your sister? La. No. Okay. Hiya bintu ammi. Bintu ammi. Okay, brother. What is hiya? Mubtada. Bintu ammi. How many words are there?
Three.
Mashallah. But once you can identify, then our job becomes easy. What is? Where is the khabar? Bintu. Wa huwa mudaf. Where is mudaf ilayhi? Ammi. Without ya. And then ya mutakalam is afterwards. Let me write down, brother. Bintu. I am writing like this so that you can easily break it down. What is bintu, brother? Khabar. And at the same time, it is mudaf. And what is this, brothers and sisters? Mudaf ilayhi. Wahuwa mudaf. And then this is mudaf ilayhi. Got the idea? So we got three words in it. If you can understand this, brother, what shall I say? You are excellent. This is a very beautiful thing. And inshallah, then your understanding, what we call it in Urdu, pukhta. Your understanding is clear and is comprehensive. Okay. Okay. Masmuha. What is the translation? What is her name? How will you reply? Ismuha Fatimatu. What is ismu? Mubtada. Huwa mudaf. Where is mudaf ilayhi? Ha. Okay. And then Fatimatu. Khabar. Ready? Ahiya zamila tuki. Is she your classmate, colleague? Brother, before was zamilu. Now it became zamila tu. Why tu? Muannas. What is the answer? La. No. Ana muftada. Film. Which? But it is a question. We don't analyze. We'll get confused. Okay, zamila tuki. What is zamila tuki itself? Two words. What are they? Mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Khalas. That's good enough to say. Ana mubtada. Where is the khabar? Fil madrasatif. Fil madrasatil mutawassitati. Mutawassitati. Ana fil madrasatil mutawassitati. Okay, brother, fine. What is fi? Elf chair. Where is Isam Majrur? Al Madrasati. And what is Al Mutawassitati? Naat. Middle school. What is it? Ana? I'm in the middle school. Wahiya. And she is? Fil Madrasati Thanaviyati. Fil Madrasati Thanaviyati. She is in the secondary school. Okay? Fine. Alaki ukhtun. Alaki ukhtun. Because this dialogue is between two ladies, you know. Alaki ukhtun. What is it, brothers and sisters? Do you have a sister? La. What is la? Harfu nafi hai. This is harfu nafi. Mali ukhtun. Mali ukhtun. Now let us analyze. Mali ukhtun. Ma is a nafi. Harfu nafi. What is li? Jar majrur. Shubu jumla. Khabar muqaddam. And khabar has come in advance. And where is muftada? Ukhtun. You see, it is indefinite. It came late. Okay? When the muftada is definite, it doesn't need coffee. When muftada is indefinite, he feels drowsy, so he stops at Tim Horton. And then he comes in the lesson a little late. Okay? But when the muftada is definite, he does not like coffee. He comes right away. Okay? Ready? A lucky akhun. Do you have a brother? What is the answer? Naam. Li akhun kabirun. How will you analyze that, brother? Li, jar majrur, shubh jumla khabar. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Sister Salma? Where is muftada? What is kabirun abir? Naat. Naat, okay. Wahuwa and ataf huwa. It's a new sentence. Mubtada and talibun khabar. What is bil jamiyati? Jar majrur. Khalas. Jar majrur. Wa man hadhal tiflu alladhi ma'aki. And who is this little fellow with you? Tiflu is a male child. Little boy, you know. Wa man هذا الطفل الذي معك. Who is this little fellow? Who is with you? هو ابن أخي. He is son of my brother. Look at it. ابن أخي. How many words? Three words. MashaAllah. Now if there are three words, we can easily analyze, you know. هو مبتدا. Where is the خبر? ابن. وهو مضاف. And what is مضاف إليه? Akhi, without ya. And then akhi becomes mudaf, and ya mutakalam becomes mudaf ilahi. Inshallah, it is clear to you. Masmuhu. See how Dr. Saab is using all these different pronouns. Masmuhu. What is his name? Masmuhu. What is the answer? Ismuhu. Saadun. So, ismu mubtada, huwa mudaf, hu mudaf ilayhi. A ummuki fil bayt al-ana. How will you translate? Is your mother in the house now? La. Brother, what is the sentence? Jumla failia. It came jumla failia. Are you with me, Sister Salma? Look at the sentence. There is no ism in the beginning. It's a verb in the beginning. Zahabat ila al-mustashfa. Okay, brother, what is zahabat? Fi'al. Analyze it properly. Where is the fi'al? Zahaba. Where is the verb? Zahaba only. What is next one? Ta'utanisi. So we analyze it. Zahaba is the verb. And what is next? Tao Tanisi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? And where is the file? Mustatir, mashallah, mashallah. But then whenever I ask in the class, sometimes somebody who's either not paying attention or maybe he forgot, he says, Zahabat, where is the file? Ta is the file. I said, brother, I got a very weak heart. Don't say these things. Ta is a Ta Uthani si. Feminine. It only tells us that the doer of the action is a feminine. File is mustatir in this particular case. And what is ilal mustashfa? Jar majur. Now, brother, these questions, okay, number one, ikra waktub, read and write, okay, no vowel signs. Because now Dr. Abdurrahim thinks you have all become expert and you will figure out yourself whether the noun is a marfu or majroor. We are not learning mansoob, so that is one consolation. We don't have to worry about putting fatahs there. Okay. Now see whom the question is asked. Ya Abi. So then the pronoun has to be masculine. Are you with me? So what will you say? Kaifa haluka. We have to figure out now. Kaifa haluka ya Abi. Next one is Ummi. What will you say? Kaifa haluki ya Ummi. Got the idea, brother and sister? You will write down, brothers and sisters, and put proper vowel signs. Okay. Now you are asking Zainab. You are asking Zainab. Yes, brother Farooq. Oh, my father. Ya, oh, Abi, my father. Ya, we are going to tell you a lot. I'm just trying to, brothers and sisters, take my time. I would love to explain you these things, but I want to take my time. Ya is called Harfu Nida. What is it called? Now, by this time, you know Harf. It's a particle. Nida is calling. Harfu Nida. Ya is a Harfu Nida. In English, we call it vocative particle. Vocative particle. But we will prefer to use Arabic terminology, harfu nida. And if there is a harfu nida, then there is a munada, the one who is called. But we are going to take this different time, inshallah, not today. Okay. Now you are asking Zainab. So watch. So, Ainabnu ki, ya Zainab. Where is your son? Oh, Zainab. Ay nabnu ki. Because you are asking Zainab. Okay. What is the answer? Zahaba ila al-masjid. See, now the verbs will come. But only simple verbs in simple form it will come. Okay. What is Zahaba, brothers and sisters? Fi'l madi. Where is the fa'il? Mustatir. He went to the masjid. Ila al-masjid jar majrur. Next one, ya Amina. Aina bintu ki ya Amina. See, Brother Muhammad, you can figure out now from the sentence whether it is ka or it is he, depending on whom you are addressing. Aina bintu ki ya Amina. What is the answer? Zahabat ila al-madrasati. How will you translate? She went to the school. Zahaba fiel ta'u tanisi. And the file is mustatir. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. Now there are two questions, so we are not going to analyze those. We will only translate. Liman hadhihi sa'atul jamilatu. Liman hadhihi sa'atul jamilatu. Are you with me? Okay. Ahiya, what will you say? Ahiya la ki. Because it is Fatima. Ahiya laki ya Fatima? Translate, brother.
For whom is this beautiful watch?
Belong. Yes? Yeah. And then next one, brother.
Is it
for you? Does it belong to you? Fatima? What is the answer? Naam. What is the hiya li? Okay, brother, what is hiya li? It belongs to me. What is here? Mubtada, where is the khabar? Li, what is li? Jar majrur, shibu jumla khabar. Got the idea? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Yes. Yeah. Aina bintu ki. You know why ki? Because you are asking a sister. Where is your daughter? Bintu ki. Fine. Brothers and sisters. Ahada kalamuka ya Muhammad. Translate, brother. Is this your prayer? Muhammad. Muhammad replies, La. Haza kalamuka. This is your pen. Okay. Haza muftada. Where is khabar? Kalamu. Wahua muftada. Mudaf. And where is ka? Mudafili. And what is this anta doing here? Anta should not come here. It is coming here for tawqid, for emphasize. Because anta is a brother pronoun which is marfu. It comes as a subject, mubtada, most of the time. All of the time rather. Okay? So, it comes as a subject, it comes as a mubtada all the time. Okay? But here it is coming at the end of the sentence, so it means for emphasis. For emphasis. Are you with me? For emphasizing. Hada kalamuka, anta. This is your pen, your. Are you with me? This is your pen, your. Just for emphasis, okay? Yes. Just to make it a stronger point, you can sometimes use that. You can use that to make your point more strong, okay? Okay, brother, keep your pencils ready because we are getting Ismul Mausula and we will try to figure out Silatul Mausul. We'll try to figure out Silatul Mausul. And we will try to figure out where is Mubtada and where is Khabar. You know, Mubtada can come in the beginning and the Khabar can be mile away at the end of the sentence. Okay? We have to figure out. Tilka sayaratul jamilatu. No vowel signs. I cannot give a kasra here. There is no harf jar. Tilka sayaratul jamilatu. What is tilka? Ismu ishara. Mubtada. And what is the sayaratu? Badal, mashallah. Are you with me? Ishara came and then alif lam came with the noun. And what is jamilatu? Naat, masha. And allati. Ism mausula. Allati is ism mausula. Which? Okay, now comes kharajat. Al-ana min al-madrasati. Yani, it went out. Kharajat. Brother, kharajat. Remember, kharaja and thou ta'utanisi. You want to put vowel signs, brother? Kharajat. Kharajat. This is ta'utanisi. Okay. Kharaja is verb. Ta'utanisi is the sign of feminine. And where is our file? Mustatir. What is the estimation of it? Takdiruhu? Here. Because it is, see, third person, here. And here goes to where? To car. To the car. Allati, it goes to Allati. And Allati goes to the car. Are you with me? So in other words, the file goes to the car. Inshallah. Allati al-ana. What is al-ana? Zarf al-zaman. Adverb of time. And what is min al-madrasati? Jar majrur. Khalas? Okay. Okay. And then what is lil-mudiri? Shibu jumla khabar. Are you with me? Sister Salma? I'll go slowly. Now, Sister Salma, tell me, remove everything. Just give me muftada and khabar. Tilka sayaratul jamilatu lil mudiri. You got the idea? That is our main sentence. Tilka sayaratu al jamilatu. Okay, tilka مبتدا السيارة بدل الجميلة نعت للمدير إيجار جار مجرور شبو جملة خبر but then we got اسم الموصول التي and where is the صلة الموصول خرجت الآن من المدرسة فذر put a bracket with التي up to مدرسة with a pencil brother Muhammad you already got it now you can underline silatul mausul which is kharajat allati is ism mausul where is the silatul mausul al kharajat 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 al alam min al madrasati are you with me did all of you get it sister arifa inshallah sister maimuna Aisha, inshallah. Yes?
I don't think
of course we did it. You were too busy. No, okay. No, okay. I will explain again. Actually, you know, I'm not supposed to tell you these things. Dr. Abdurrahim may get upset with me. What are you doing? These are to be done in book 3. But I felt these are very beautiful things and you are very smart and intelligent. So I am taking a chance and explaining you all these things. The simplest way, brother and sister, I'll give you 2 sentences. Brother? Al-kitabu al-lazi al-al-maktabi للمدرس. Are you with me, brother? What is الكتاب? مبتدا. And now الذي is describing that. So it is اسم موصول, but I can still call it as a نعت. Because it is describing, isn't it? What does نعت do? It gives further description of منعوت. So remember, هذا اسم إشارة. Fine. Haza can be a file. Haza can be an object. Haza can be an ism majroor. Haza can be mubtada. Haza can be anything. Depends what role it plays in the sentence. Similarly, brother and sister, allazi can be file, can be adjective, naat. Can be a mubtada, can be khabar, can be anything. That is a different thing that we will describe. But the thing is that after allazi, there will be a phrase or a sentence which will be specially connected to it. It will be specially connected to it. Are you with me? And that connection is called silatul mausul. It's connecting to the. Okay. Now look at this sentence: al kitabul ladhi alal maktabi. If you remove al ladhi and the sila connection, what is left now? Al kitabu lil mudarris. Are you with me? What is left now is al kitabu lil mudarris. So, brothers, we say al kitabu. مبتدا. What is it? مبتدا. الذي is اسم موصولة. In this case it is not. But that is going too far, too advanced. But I will say a few things if you understand, Alhamdulillah. And if you don't understand, what do I always say? Don't worry. Because we will be, don't be gabrified. Don't be gabrified. We will be repeating it so many times that inshallah, inshallah, you will, by the end of the course, you will all become very, very strong, all of you. And I pray that may Allah grant you success in this course. Brothers and sisters, you are very, very special. You have taken your time off from your daily lives, sacrificed yourself, coming here, long distance driving, And then at home you go and do your homework. But brother, nothing comes without effort. Huh? No pain, no gain. Remember this. No pain, no gain, brother. So, brothers and sisters, what is alal maktabi? Jar majur. What is doing it here? It is connected with al-nasi. So, I will call alal maktabi silatul mausul. What is silatul mausul? Because this is connected with kitab. Are you with me? Try to understand. If you don't understand, I say, don't worry. Can you translate, Sister Salma?
Which is?
So on the table is connected with which. Okay. Now I write another sentence. Huh, brother? What did I write, brothers and sisters? What did we write? Minal Hindi. Translation, brother? The new student.
Who left now from the class is from India.
India, mashallah. Excellent. So you see, you can translate. Mashallah, that is beautiful. Now we analyze. Where is our Mubtada and where is our Khabar? Only tell me Mubtada and Khabar. At-Talibu is your Mubtada. And where is the Khabar? Minal Hindi. So you remove everything and just give me Mubtada and Khabar. At-Talibu Minal Hindi. Khalas, brother. That is the immense sentence. But then you are describing that student. Okay, At-Talibu Jadidu. What is Jadidu? Nath for Talib. Okay. And then Al-Lazi is also a Nath because further describes. But Al-Lazi is Ismu Mausula. Okay, so where could be the Silatul Mausul? Kharaja ana milal fasli. So what is kharaja? Fi'l. Where is fi'l? Mustatir. Taqdiruhu huwa. Al-ana zarfu zaman. And then milal fasli jar majur. So I will say that this thing, brother and sister, is silatul mausul. But this is, we are supposed to do in book 3. But I think, because this is an intensive course and you are all very strong, mashallah, so I am, getting a little bolder and telling you many things which we will be later on studying. But even if you understand, Sister Salma, 75%, that itself will make later on things very easy for you. Yes, Sister Naima? Silatul Mausul? What did I write, brothers, sisters? Look at this vowel signs. Silatul mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Alhamdulillah. This is the way you will always figure out. Silatul mausuli mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Ismul mausulu. What is it? There will be always al-ismu al Mausulu. Are you with me? And that it will have a... Okay, now I give you something. Because this comes in the Quran and we say it all the time. I would love to explain you Surah Al-Fatiha, brother. I would love to explain you Surah Al-Fatiha. And when you will understand it properly, it will give you so much joy, brother. Inshallah. I want you to get a little more stronger. Okay. Basic things. And a scholar can speak for days on Surah Al-Fatiha. But we are doing something which is straightforward, taking the meaning and then trying to understand with our small intelligence, what it means, you know, from the understanding of the language. Okay? اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. What is after that? صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ. Huh? See, alayhim. Huh? You say alayhim. Now, sirata is a mansub. There is a reason for it. We are not going in detail because we haven't studied that mansub. Why the noun becomes mansub. Later on we'll study. But look at sirata al-lazina. So, al-lazi is a singular. Al-lazina is plural. What do you form out of this? Sirat al-lazina. Sirat al-lazina. The path, remember what I'm saying? The path of those. What did I say? The path of those. So what does it mean? Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. You got the idea? What is Sirat al-Ladina? Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. The path of those. So see, I use of. So it is mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Now, al-Ladina is mudaf ilayhi. And it is ism mausula. Okay? Now we should have a silatul mausul. Where is the silatul mausul? An'amta alayhim. So what will be an'amta? See, what is ta here? What is ta here, brother and sister? Ta is a file. Okay? You know, I tell you your ability. I'm writing a verb and I want you to conjugate it. This verb we'll be studying in book 4. An'ama. What is the verb? Can you conjugate? I bet you can conjugate. An'ama. An'ama. Ana amu, ana amat, ana amata, ana amna, ana amta, ana amtuma, ana amtum, ana amti, ana amtuma, ana amtunna, ana amtu, ana amna. See, how did you do it? You just started learning Arabic and you can conjugate this? It's amazing. But you see,
The verb is four letter in this case.
Yeah, we are going to learn this. The root, brother, you know I told you in the beginning, all the verbs will go to the three letter root. What is the root of anama? Naama. 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 Blessing. Blessing. Naama. And you know, niyama. And also, inam comes from here. It's a masdar. All these things we will be studying. Ji? Naima, yes, yes. Naima. So all, see, the root of your word is Naama. But the Arabic is fascinating. There is no language like Arabic, you know. Okay. All these things we will be doing in the book 3. Now, the thing is, Sister Salma, Sirat al-Ladina, Mudaf, Mudaf ilayhi. And then al-Ladina is Ism Mausula. Then where is the Silatul Mausul? An'amta alayhi.
Got it? So if you were to describe that Ism Mausula in the definition form, how would you describe it?
No, Ism Mausula, when you will see al-Ladhi, al-Lati. Right now we are only doing al-Ladhi, al-Lati. Muannas and Muzakkar form. Okay? And later on we'll be doing al-lazina, al-lati, and then also al-lazani will come. But those are all book 3. So we should not worry about this. My point is only this, brothers and sisters. As I said, I'm not supposed to do it, but I'm still doing it. Because I feel if I do it now, little by little, you'll get stronger and stronger, inshallah. So, brothers and sisters, the point is that, okay, تلك السيارة الجميلة فإذا التي came, التي is also a نات, like جميلة, التي is also a نات, okay, خرجت الآن من ال خرجت الآن من ال مدرسة is your the whole sentence جملة فعلية is your صلة الموصول. Put it into bracket, you know. Even if you put it into bracket, later on when you will revise, you will understand, inshallah. Lil Mudiri is your jar majur shibu jumla khabar. Now, brother, anta muhandisun ya sayyidi. No, ya sayyidi means, oh sir. Huh? Sir, you know, and madam, okay. Anta muhandisun ya sayyidi. Are you an engineer? Sir, are you an engineer? La. No. Ana tabibun. Mubtada khabar. No, sayyadi is a masculine. And what will be the monas? Sayyidati. Sayyidati. Madam. Okay? Sayyidun and sayyidatun. Ya is your La, ya is mutakallim. Ya is mutakallim. Huh? Okay? Fine. Anti tabibatun ya sayyidati. Are you a doctor? Ma'am? Are you a doctor? What is the answer? La. Ana mudarisatun. I am a teacher. Fine, brother? Okay, brother? We are still 7 minutes to tea time, but the halwa puri has come right away now. The next question is all halwa puri, brother. Huh? You will be able to do it because the exercise that we do, you know it, brother. اقرأ كل جملة من الجمل الآتية ثم اقرأها مرة أخرى. Maratan ukhra means one more time. Ba'da taghyiri, by changing al-munada. Remember I said munada. Kama huwa muwaddahun fil misal. Okay, brother. Look at the misal. Change the person whom you are addressing. And when you change the person, some changes will occur in the sentence. Okay? Aina kalamuka ya bi. What is the translation?
Where is your pen, O my
father? Oh, so you said kalamukka. Now if you want to ask your mother, how will you say, Aina?
Kalamukki.
Come on, give me a break. This is too easy. Huh? This is too easy. So all that you have to do is just change masculine into feminine, brother. Aina baitu. Aina baituka. See, Aina baituka. Ya Sayyidi. So now, Ahindaka kalamun ya Muhammad. What will you say now? Ahindaki kalamun ya. We know this. We are now expert. Alhamdulillah. Would you agree with me, brother Hassan? We can do it with ease. Huh? Would you like to call this halwa puri, or shall we call it bhajiya pakoda? Okay. Aina baituka ya sayyidi. What will you say? Aina baitu ki ya sayyidi. That's all you have to do, brother and sister. But here is my warning. If you won't write it, then you know you will not become strong. You've got to write it. By writing those ka ki with the noun will make you strong. Are you with me, brother Farooq? I know you are busy. But one has to find time, brother. You got to find time. Work hard as much as you can. This is a jihad for us. Huh? We got to learn this language in 7 months, inshallah. Ahada daftaru laka ya Ali. What will you say? Ya Fatima, هذا دفتر لكي. خلاص that's all. Next one brother. من أين أنت يا أخي؟ من أين أنت يا أخي؟ أختي. أين أنت؟ من أين أنت يا أختي؟ Okay. أين أبوك يا خالد؟ أين أبوك يا خديجة؟ Okay. أنت مريض يا خالي؟ أنت مريضة. See now get to watch. أنت مريضة يا خالتي. Fine brother. Are you with me? Did anybody ask any question? No. أين بنتك يا أمي؟ أين بنتك يا أمي؟ أين بنتك يا أمتي؟ Okay. ألك أخ يا حامد؟ ألك أخ يا سعاد؟ ماذا عندك يا أخي؟ What do you have? ماذا عندك يا أختي؟ Brother, look at this. السلام عليك يا أبي. What will you say to the mother? Assalamu alayki ya ummi. Now, didn't I tell you it was halwa puri? She said, Naima. Annis. Make muannas. Annis. Al-fa'il. Fi kullin min al-jumal al-atiyati. Okay? Fine, brother. Misal. خرج محمد من البيت. What is now the مؤنث؟ خرجت آمنة من ال... See, now we know it, inshallah. We practiced for a few days, so we are very strong. ذهب المدرس إلى الفصل. Now, ذهبت المدرسة. You will make it مؤنث. المدرسة إلى الفصل. ذهب أبي إلى المستشفى. ذهبت أمي إلى المستشفى. So if you will write it, you will become strong. جلست طالب في الفصل. جلست الطالبة في الفصل. Very good. خرج أخي من البيت. خرجت أختي من البيت. Now you have to ponder on this. تأمل ما يلي. Ponder what follows. جلست طالب. How will you pronounce it? جلست طالب. جلست طالب. Because طالب is a sun letter. Okay. Now when you change it, brothers and sisters, something will happen. Okay, I am putting here Shadda. Sahi? This is a sukoon here, brother. Are you with me? And what is this? What is this, brothers and sisters? Hamzatul Vasal. I cannot pronounce it because something else come in the front. So, this is not to be pronounced. And this also, because it is a sun letter, I cannot pronounce it. But there are two sukoons now. So what will happen now? In order to pronounce it, I make a little surgery. And I give it a kasra.